Hmong Christians protest in Vietnam. A new study shows Americans think they're going to heaven, and missionaries in Malawi pry open the 414 window. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Vietnamese security forces quashed a rare protest of hundreds of ethnic Hmong Christians. By May 5th, the uprising had been controlled, but 28 died in that clash and scores more are still missing. However, Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says it's an amazing time for Vietnam, both from a spiritual and economic perspective.
Our prayer is that over time, on all fronts, that believers will be recognized by those that are in authority. They add value to society and culture, and they're not the enemy, but they're actually a solution.
It's a study in contrast, actually, and one in which the gospel is thriving. Shibley just held a Marketplace Missions business conference in Vietnam because
I believe that this is a ripe time for nations throughout Southeast Asia. They are hungry for truth and for life.
As a result, national business leaders will be better equipped to understand their role in the marketplace from a kingdom perspective and better understand both spiritual and technical aspects of doing business. Next, Barna Group Research says some Americans believe everybody's going to heaven. Others have a more exclusive view on the afterlife, suggesting only the good go to heaven. Universalism is the belief that all human beings will be saved after death. However, American evangelist Sammy Tippett says there's a problem with universalism theology.
If you believe that everyone ultimately is going to go to heaven, then why did Jesus have to come to the earth? Who is Jesus Christ? Why did he have to go to the cross? There was no need for the cross if universalism is true.
Preaching that leaves out sin, the holiness of God, and hell is ultimately bad for the church.
It might be popular and you might have some temporary growth, but ultimately there will be a very fast decline in the church because there's no motivation to reach out to other people. Why share that message if everyone's going to heaven?
The American church needs revival. Devotional resources are available for you. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Post-election violence has resulted in 300 Christian deaths in Nigeria in recent weeks when Christian candidate Goodluck Jonathan defeated his Muslim opponent for presidency on April 16th. Muslims claim there'd been fraud, but
by all reports, it was the cleanest election since 1999.
Open Doors, Paul Esterbrook says, in what Christians believe were premeditated riots, Muslims attacked churches all over.
Our data shows that over 200 churches were burned in this response to the election of the new Christian president, and 300 people reportedly dead, 14,000 fleeing from their homes.
In the aftermath, believers are burying family members and mourning the loss of brothers and sisters in Christ. For the gospel to keep moving forward now,
we need to pray for these people that they will receive justice, but that they still will be forgiveness-driven.
Meanwhile, communities in the southwest United States are devastated. For survivors of the tornadoes, the psychological effects can linger for years to come. Biblica is partnering with a Billy Graham Rapid Response Team, the Salvation Army, and others to provide four resources to help. When Your Whole World Changes, The Survivors for Kids, Beside Quiet Waters, and Bibles to provide strength and comfort in times of crisis. If you'd like to help, check us out on Facebook. And the nickname for Malawi is the Warm Heart of Africa. It's a fitting name for the body of Christ who are passionate about sharing the hope of the gospel. For Grace Ministries International, their team is seeing a shift from a cultural view on children's ministry that's been long undervalued. They're encouraging church leaders to view kids as the next generation of the church. As a result, kids and their parents are coming to Christ. Pray for the team as they nurture this ministry. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book, Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that will enable you to pray effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.